It's all slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1994. We are turning the dials of the KHMB Time Machine back 31 years to 1994. These are the stories and events now taking place. Checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review back in 1994, generator explosion shuts down high school. Half Moon Bay High School students and staff had their three-day weekend extended to 4 days when one of the school's transformers exploded. As a result, district staff decided to cancel school at noon. School resumed the following day after the transformer was replaced. And Half Moon Bay man killed in car crash. A Half Moon Bay nursery worker was killed when he apparently pulled his car out in front of an oncoming car on Highway 1 at Filbert Street. The three passengers of the car hit suffered only minor injuries. And school kids dared to resist drugs. Fairlawn View Elementary School students are participating in a 17-week educational program sponsored by the Sheriff's Department. The program is called DARE, which stands for Drug Abuse Resistance Education. All fifth grade students have DARE t-shirts, binders, stickers, and name cards. And a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Just when you think you know the most safety precautions for driving, another one pops up. This came from a good friend whose son is a firefighter. He noticed that most people driving in the sun pull their visors down, pointing towards them while they're driving. He shared that many of these serious face injuries after high-impact incidents happen from the visor when it's at that angle. He mentioned a couple of fatalities resulting from the visor as well. So pull your visor down and put it towards the windshield. Still works the way for the sun glare. Keep calm and drive on. In 1994, big events are taking place around the world. And here at home, after many years, the English Channel is open, joining England to France for the first time. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the Allied landing in France and the beginning of the end of the Second World War. Serbia continues its attacks on Bosnia, and tensions start over inspections of the nuclear plants in North Korea. At home, the first genetically engineered tomatoes become available, and the sale of GM foods is approved. The Major League Baseball's Players Association begins a 232-day strike, causing the 94 season to be canceled. A 6.7 magnitude earthquake hits San Fernando Valley of Los Angeles. In popular culture, Lisa Marie Presley marries Michael Jackson. This year is a movie bonanza for Hollywood, and with people flocking to see The Shawshank Redemption, Forrest Gump, The Lion King, and Clear and Present Danger, and the latest Star Trek film, just to name a few. There are many popular television shows as well, including Law & Order, Frasier, The X-Files. On the music scene, this LA group has discovered that you can take a timeless hit from the past, re-record it, and make it a hit all over again. All For One produced their version of the number one hit from 1963 and made it gold all over again. Here's All For One with So Much In Love.
As we stroll along together, holding hands, walking all along,
we are
so in love. Are we two that we don't know?
So much in love.
To turning out gold and platinum hits, this Bay City, Michigan singer knows the drill. Here's Madonna with Take a Bow. Each week a different year and a different adventure. For the KHNB Time Machine, this is Cameron Palmer. Always, thank you for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping. into the future.